22 minutes before 4. Big Wilson. And we are right at it. The year of 1969 on
WPGC. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1969. The top female group of the decade, Diana Ross and the Supremes, were on the verge of a split that was to come early in 1970. Diana Ross was to strike out on her own, leaving the group with a new member, Jean Terrell, sister of boxing great Ernie Terrell. The top male group of the rock and roll generation came on stronger than ever, even though they were about to go their four separate mop-top ways. 1969 produced hit after Beatle hit. The nation was buzzing over inflated rumors of Paul McCartney's death. But McCartney squelched those rumors, paraphrasing Mark Twain when he said, "The rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated."
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969.
Clearwater Revival, one of the gigantic groups in the heavy weights, along with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Big Wilson, a good guy radio, WPGC. 14 good guy minutes away from the 4 o'clock hour in the year of 1969 in the form of one Jimi Hendrix, who unregrettably had his last and final year, a full year in the musical world of heavy sounds. Chick, Jimi Hendrix, when he was alive back in the year of 1969, his last full year in the music biz before Getting through up till September of 1970. 9 minutes away from the 4 o'clock hour, WPGC's Big Wilson. Heavy, heavy, heavy right on, baby. That'll be over Arlington Hospital way. And we'll pass on our well wishes to one Mr. Bruce Duggins, who is associated with the good guys in many, many ways. 7 minutes away from the 4 o'clock hour. I guess the Lord must be up there in New York City today. Nielsen from 1969.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll be free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way.
Wrote the song and performed it. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. 1969 with Big Wilson and Good Guy Radio, WPGC, and 4 minutes away from the 4 o'clock hour.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1969. Bubblegum music wasn't quite as prevalent, but as always, some still lingered on. And the champs of the bubblegum scene during 1969... just had to be the Archies.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
And they took advantage of the television tube, as did a previous group, the Monkees, who capitalized on a zany show, and as did the Beatles, who, like the Archies, were put into cartoon form. Although the Archies were not actually the cartoon characters, since the show was based on the already popular comic strip, they did provide all the music for the show. Parker Brothers, or Milton Bradley, never made the charts, but 1969 had to be a game-playing year.
Oh, the game people play now.
A Joe South song told about how the American public had turned their life into playing one big game after another. No one, though, had a monopoly on game-playing. It seemed like everyone was doing it in 1969.
This is the dawning of the age.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1969.
What they mean, and you wallow with the hours.
covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. If the other was to blame, oh, neither one will ever kill me. So we gaze at an age of 10, thinking about the things we might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten stain.
One of the year 1969, talking about the games that people play. Joe South and Big Wilson, 4:01 in the afternoon. The good guys have got it together in the years of 1950 through 1953. The roots of rock and roll are coming up next.
WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside, presenting the top 100 hits of 1970, Friday, January 1st.